Hey, it is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Hey, how's it going? Welcome, welcome. How you doing? It's Tuesday, July 30th. Dave here. All the best stuff from this morning's show just for you in case you missed it or need to hear it again. It's daily. Every 24 hours, we are here for you, giving you the highlight reel of the morning show. And today we talked autographs and tattoos in Steeler country. One of our new employees here at the station made the unfortunate error of saying something stupid around our office. And now she's famous. And now you're famous because we wanted to hear all the stupid things that people have said recently. Most of them were what you overheard. Not many people wanted to fess up personally. That's okay. We had a few brave ones in the mix. Baby, You're a Rich Man. That was For Breakfast with the Beatles. And the Phillies' John Brazier stopped by and had a little help from Steve to promote the upcoming Phillies homestand. And it's National Cheesecake Day. Of course we celebrated that. Have a listen. It's all in here for you right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Did you hear the story about Juju Smith? What's it? Juju Smith-Schuster, right?
Correct, yeah.
Right.
I saw the headline.
Some guy walks up. He's a receiver for the Steelers, for those of you who don't know him. And some guy walks up to him. He's got a mohawk. And on one side of the skinned part of the head, he's got the Steelers logo. And he asked Juju to sign the other side of his head. So Juju signs his head, and he says to him, look, he says, if you get that tattooed, I'll give you football tickets. He did it. He went and did it, right?
People are so casual.
And when they contacted Juju, they said, are you really going to give this guy the tickets? He goes, I'm going to give him season tickets. So nice. There's a way to get into some free football.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I bumped into an article on Reddit yesterday that asked people to name the dumbest thing they ever heard somebody say out loud in public. And we ran into one just last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Tara, one of the promotion interns.
Kara.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad, right?
Yeah. That was.
What did she say?
She was on the phone with a caller, or a winner from our sister station, and she says, "Yeah, you were a winner at 6:30 o'clock."
Like 6:30 o'clock, and we're all in the next room.
She just immigrated here from China. This,
and you hear three people go 6:30 o'clock, right? You know. But I was at one time. I wanted to get the new real ID.
Yeah.
In order to get that, you have to have a bunch of paperwork together. One of them is a social security card, and I couldn't find my social security card. So I go down to the office where you get a new social security card, which is, it's like they're interviewing a terrorist when you go there.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Why did you lose it? How the hell do I know why I lost it? I lost it. Yeah. Right. Anyway, while I'm in this endless line of people waiting for their number to be called, I hear this. There's a woman and a daughter, and they're sitting right behind me. And the daughter's like college age.
Right.
And I hear her say to her mother, right, what animal is ham?
Come on, man. How did this even come up?
What animal
in that
is
place,
I have no idea.
In that setting.
They were having their own conversation, right? But you hear these things all the time. I remember hearing someone I know and because their dad is a chiropractor, they basically said, I don't need to get vaccinated. My dad's a chiropractor.
Yeah.
Wow, he's good.
Yeah, he's good. Really good.
Damn.
He's really good.
Needle fingers.
All right. You got anything?
I remember I guess it was middle school, maybe high school. We went to camp for a field trip with school. And I clearly remember one of the girls in my class saying, do I need to apply sunscreen for the campfire? Dead face, dead ass. Do I need to apply some sunblock for this? Camp face palm, if I remember correctly.
Well, in that we've all encountered them. It could be a family member, or it could be just something that you overheard. I'm a vegan, but I still eat chicken and turkey.
Oh, that's been said.
Okay, yeah. All right. So what is it? What is it for you? What have you overheard? The dumbest thing you've ever heard someone say out loud. So I saw this Reddit article yesterday, and I knew our own listeners would have their own, answers for this. What's the dumbest thing you heard someone say out loud in public? Right. And we've all run into it. And if you've got one, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. These are some of the ones that showed up in the Reddit article. Phones don't run on electricity. They run on batteries.
Nice.
Someone asked the farmer, quote, how long does it take the meat on the cow to grow back once you cut it? All right. And someone overheard someone on a plane say, I think that's the same cloud we went through on our last flight.
Yikes.
And stupid is as stupid does. Right?
I need to hear more.
So you must have encountered some on your own. Call us here in the studio. We've got Hannah on the line. Good morning, Hannah. How you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I am just fine. So, Hannah, dumbest thing you ever heard somebody say out loud?
The dumbest thing, actually a couple of people have said this to me. So I'm half Korean. My dad's white. My mom's South Korean.
Okay.
And I'll start talking about, the Korean culture itself. And then a couple of people have come and said, wait, I thought you were Asian. And this is in, my adulthood, people have been saying this to me. And I'm just like, how did you guys get so far in life without knowing the difference between countries and continents?
But Hannah, are you Korean or are you Asian?
Mike, dumbest thing you heard someone say out loud.
Yeah, we were working on a printing press and we had to wear headsets because of the noise. And we were having problems with the one piece of equipment. And the one guy, this Italian guy, says in his voice over the headset, dude, shut the machine off, wait 10 seconds, and then shut it back on.
John, what's it for you?
I worked in a supermarket. The manager, everybody knew the manager was FOS. He was like the biggest, BSer.
Right.
He came in the one night, brought everybody into the break room, and he said, listen, he's like, I got to show you guys something. He's like, check this out. He's like, how do you like my new Rolodex? And he's showing everybody his watch, and he kept referring to it as a Rolodex.
As a Rolodex?
And it was an offshoot of a Rolex, but he kept referring to it as a Rolodex, and everybody in the room is looking at each other saying, like, what is wrong with this guy? He's, like, trying to say how fancy his Rolodex is on his wrist.
Weird, because I've had trouble keeping all my contacts in my Rolex lately, so maybe that's the
And
issue.
Those Rolodexes are expensive. Josie!
Yeah?
All right, what was it for you?
Working in phone sales, somebody's spelling out an email address. They said, C, that's C as in kitten.
Oh my God, stop.
And K as in cat.
Exactly.
Steve?
So the dumbest thing I ever heard anybody say, I was in a small convenience store and there was a group of teenagers giving the owner kind of a hard time. So he called the police. And he said, there's a group of teenagers in my store giving me a hard time. One of the girls in her trailer trash voice said, I'm no teenager. I'm 19 years old.
Chris, dumbest thing you heard somebody say out loud.
So I was driving with my friend, and she saw a deer crossing sign and looked at me and said, but how do the deer know where to cross?
It was terrible. Oh, my God.
Well, they look for the signs, obviously.
I want to go hunting with her.
Rachel, what was it for you?
Hey, I was like, I was the one who asked the stupid question.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I was a senior in high school, my tennis coach had just had a baby with his wife, and my only experience with baby things were kittens. And I was like, hey, when do babies open their eyes, by the way?
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Bless you for calling yourself out. That is wonderful.
Cassie, what about yourself? What was the dumbest thing you ever heard somebody say out loud?
It was just the other day in the supermarket. This lady in line was telling the cashier how she wanted to see the Lion King movie. And she just couldn't. She was just overwhelmed how they trained the animals to stand and to sing.
I don't want to hear anymore. We've got the topper. This is the icing on the cake.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No, 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 no.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9. MGK.
Baby, You're a Rich Man was the quickest recording the Beatles had ever made. It was the first time the Beatles were recorded and mixed entirely away from Abbey Road Studios. And according to the studio manager, Keith Grant, right, he also engineered the session, right, the Beatles were unaccustomed to working at such a fast pace. He was used to working with, like, orchestras and stuff, so he knew he had to move them along because there was so much to do. So he was doing the same thing with the Beatles, and it was the fastest recording they ever made. Instead of their leisurely pace, The session went on for about 6 hours. Started at 9 o'clock, ended at 3 in the morning. At 3 o'clock, it was finished, mixed, ready to put to bed. Right? Just put it on a record. You're done. All right? The other weird thing about this song is, you know, in the beginning, where's there's that? People think it's an oboe, and it's not. It's a clavoline. A clavioline. Not a clavichord. A clavioline.
A snake charmer.
Yes. And you know, and they set it for an oboe sound, and then screwed with the sound.
That's cool.
And that's how they ended up with that. And here it comes again.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
We need to change this in their system, by the way.
What?
To no longer Darren Dalton. It needs to be changed to Brazier so that I remember.
Oh, no, but
Darren
Dalton's music was completely different. It's
oh, it
not
is?
This.
It's not this?
No, it's completely different.
Then I'm okay. Cool. It wasn't my story.
No, no. Here, I wouldn't dare give him the Darren Dalton music, please. All right. John is here, of course.
Can
John
I get
Brazier.
I want a whipping post as my walk-up song.
Right.
When I come in, can I get whipping post?
Next time you're here, we'll get whipping post, especially when they make the playoffs and you come in to give tickets to my listeners. John Brazier from the Phillies is here. This weekend is this alumni weekend?
Oh, yeah, Toyota alumni weekend. Yeah.
All right.
Big.
Bobby Abreu's going up on the wall.
Bobby Abreu Wall of Fame. Those are the tickets that were given away, by the way.
Okay.
On Saturday night. It's
on
Bobby
Saturday
Abreu
night, as
wall
opposed
of fame
to the Sunday night. Night tickets you were talking about earlier.
Sunday is just alumni day where we have everybody there. But
okay.
Saturday is the Wall of Fame night. Bobby Abreu gets in.
All right.
But before we get started, John, I have a present for you because it was your birthday. I missed it.
But
look at this.
Oh my God,
I got you the Saturday night special jersey, the burgundy that we wore on last Saturday.
Wow, that's the
one that
they always lose in,
exactly right. But you're going to turn the tide, and I've got Bryce Harper on
the
back.
Nice. Number three. You know that I have to have number three.
There you have it.
Thank you, dude.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. This is great.
Yes, and I got to see Steve playing the PAL game, which was
pretty fantastic.
Yeah. You are
now,
welcome.
Now, from what I understand, there was a bet of some sort that happened during the course of the PAL game.
Yep.
Right? Where what you bet him that what he wouldn't get on base
or
something?
It was right before he took his first at bat, and I said, if you don't get on base,
anything less than a double,
you're right.
Right,
you got to play it straight.
All right. And didn't you get a double and a triple later on?
No, I tripled.
I
did not get a double at first, but I ended up getting on first.
It was a ground out. It was a ground
fielder's
out.
Fielder's choice.
Right? It was fielder's choice.
Right,
was
so
come on, I was on the bases.
So basically, but as far as your bet at that time was concerned, he lost.
Yeah, he lost. And then I was upstairs when he hit the triple, so I didn't see it.
Well, seeing that you've had such a tough time with our questions as of late, I decided that maybe this time around.
I ask you the questions?
No. We ask Steve the questions.
Oh.
And every time he gets one right, you get to state something that's going to happen this weekend.
Okay.
All right?
What's a category?
It's a number of different topics. There's music, art, there's baseball, everything's in. Steve, are you ready?
Can I be his lifeline?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Is ready
I'm
as
listening,
okay.
Brazier.
Okay.
Can I be your lifeline? Right. Can I help
Let's
you?
Let's do it.
It's a tag team here.
Okay, here we go. All right. First question, and this is one that you probably will know.
Okay.
Do not say anything until he has a chance to answer. True or false, Greg Allman once shot himself in the foot to avoid being sent to Vietnam.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to say that's true. It seems like something he would do.
Very good. All right.
Wow.
John, what do you have to say?
Did you give me the thumbs up?
I did not. No.
Yes. Well, yes, we play the Giants starting tonight, 7-5 tonight. But tomorrow
Stay
night.
Stay on microphone. It would be easier.
All right. Tomorrow night, we have actor Miles Teller throwing at first pitch. He's going to be Goose's son. In the new remake of Top Gun.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's also Peanuts Night. You have to go to the Phillies theme night page.
Uh-huh.
And you can get a Linus Phillies bobblehead doll of first 3,000 fans. But you have to go to the Phillies theme nights page on the website.
Okay.
That's Wednesday night.
All right. Next question. Which of these three is not a Shakespearean play?
Okay.
All right. Troilus and Cressida, Measure for Measure, Mourning Becomes Electra.
Three that I don't even know.
You can't give him the answers before he has to ask for the lifeline.
Let's go with A.
You're going to go with A? Troilus and Cressida, that, my good man, is a Shakespearean play. No, Mourning Becomes Electra, Eugene O'Neill.
Darn.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Brazier.
I said C. Didn't hear C?
Sorry. I didn't hear it.
Who went in for Lou Gehrig the day he pulled himself?
Wally Pipp.
Wally Pipp.
Wally Pipp is who replaced him.
Ah!
right, is not.
Who was who replaced went, by Lou Gehrig, right.
Right, right, right. And Babe Dahlgren is the person who went in that day.
Wow.
Right? Wally Pipp is who replaced
I'll
him.
Let, next time I should so, just let the ABC come
and
out.
I jumped on Wally Pipp, too.
Yeah, damn it. Okay.
Well, that's what you think when you hear right. Lou Gehrig replace. Right. Wally Pipp!
All right. Why I put it in there. Why do you have to, what do you have to do to a bagel between rolling it into shape and putting it in the oven? When you're making bagels, what do you have to do to a bagel between rolling it into shape and putting it in the oven?
You got to dip it in water.
Well done.
Oh,
nice.
Good job.
Nice. Boiling water. You got to put
it
in.
Boiling?
Yeah, it's got to float in boiling water
for a
bit.
Which takes me to Thursday. It is a 105 Citizens Bank business person special. How about that? It is also a throwback Thursday, so the players will be wearing their powder blue uniforms
nice.
And
okay.
their burgundy
nice.
Hats.
Those are fun.
Right. 105, it's a great afternoon way to spend the afternoon.
Okay. Last question.
All right.
Which of these does not belong in the group and why? Fish, snake, crocodile, whale.
A whale, because it's a mammal.
Okay.
The others lay eggs.
Yep. Yep. Well done.
Yeah,
nice.
Look at freaking nice. Scientist.
Wow, you owe him that. Hard, Brady.
Scientist.
See that?
Wow.
He plays a trivia game as well as he plays the PAL softball game. And yes, we play the White Sox this weekend. As I said, Saturday night is the Bobby Abreu Wall of Fame, thanks to Toyota. And on Sunday, we have a long list of the 2009. It is the, believe it or not, it's the 10th anniversary of the 2009 NL champions. So we're going to have Raul Ibanez and bringing back a lot of guys from that 2000. Pedro Martinez. Chase and Ryan and everybody, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be a great night. A great night. All
right? Great day, yep.
As long as the team doesn't wear these burgundy jerseys that they always lose it.
Yeah, but you're going to look good in it, though.
Well, listen, you'll be like Greg
Luzinski. Because I'm such a loser.
No. Luzinski said he looked, like, a grape, so you put that jersey on, you're just like the Bull.
Yeah, they put those uniforms on, and supposedly Larry Christensen and a couple other guys said, hey, Bull, you look like a grape. And that almost caused a riot in the clubhouse before the game. So no wonder they lost that game.
All right, how are we giving away the tickets?
Well,
you got a question for us?
It's Bobby Abreu Wall of Fame night. So
right.
Bobby Abreu was caller, was 53. I don't want to make our intern answer 53 calls.
Right, right.
So let's go with 5 plus 3. Caller 8.
8. All right, so be caller 8, and you get a 4-pack of tickets for Saturday. That's this coming Saturday. It's the Toyota Wall of Fame night. Bobby Abreu is going up on the wall, on the Wall of Fame. John Brazier, our guest. Thank you so much.
All
thank
right.
you for my gift.
And happy birthday.
Right. Oh, thank you very much for that, too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock 102.9 MGK. Do you know on the calendar of stupid events?
Okay.
Right. Do you know what today is?
National Salami Day.
No. Oh, but it is a food. It is a food. It's in a food category.
National. Oh, I think I know. Buffalo Wing Day.
No, that was yesterday.
Damn.
That was yesterday.
All right. National Chicken Wing Day.
You're using the right letters. You're using the wrong food.
Chicken nuggets.
No.
National
Cheesecake Day.
Oh, I might be eating cheesecake for breakfast.
Cheesecake Day.
A cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
All right, here's something to be excited for. National Cheesecake Day.
National Cheesecake Day probably should be celebrated every day.
I have to get my cheesecake.
I love cheesecake. Oh, cheesecake at nighttime, real late at night.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, crazy over cheesecake, cheesecake.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.